You're listening to SBS News.
Even as darkness fell on Beirut on Sunday night, angry protesters still filled the streets. Some threw projectiles at police, while others attempted to storm barricades surrounding the Parliament building, all venting their frustration, triggered by Tuesday's devastating blast. Demonstrators vow they won't stop until the government is overhauled.
We want a revolution, and a revolution means blood. Either they kill us or we kill them. Either we live or they live. What happens here is an uprising, not a revolution. A revolution means that we see blood from both sides, the people and the state. In the end, we either win or they win. Either we die or they die.
This level of anger is being echoed by many on the streets, with thousands of citizens determined to rally against a political elite they blame for the country's economic and political woes. The people of Beirut are still grappling with the aftermath of the explosion that killed more than 150 people, injured thousands, and left nearly a quarter of a million people homeless. But not all who were there in the city's main square believe responding with violence is the answer.
I was definitely disappointed by the armed forces, but I have to say to some extent I was a bit disappointed by the people as well, because we were hoping to stay much more peaceful. And I understand their anger. I'm very angry too, but I'd prefer to limit the casualties.
The fallout from the explosion is taking its toll from within the walls of Parliament too, with the Minister for Information and Minister for the Environment handing in their resignations, as well as three other MPs. Minister for Information Manal Abdel Samad says she is resigning because of inaction by the government.
Given the magnitude of the catastrophe caused by the Beirut explosion that shook the nation and hurt our hearts and minds, and in respect of the martyrs and the pains of wounded, missing and displaced, and in response to the public's will for change, I resign from the government. I wish our beloved Lebanon a speedy recovery and unity, prosperity and stability.
In response to the unfolding crisis in Lebanon, leaders from around the world are also stepping up to help the embattled nation. During an emergency donors conference led by French President Emmanuel Macron, world powers including Australia, the US, UK and the European Union have pledged to provide major resources to help the country rebuild. Via video conference, Mr. Macron told the leaders their support was vital.
The objective of the conference, which brings us together today, is to bring our resources together so that we can provide a concrete response in the coming days, the coming weeks, to the needs of the population of Beirut.
The French government said that by the end of the summit, they had received pledges totaling over $415 million. Those involved agreed the money would go to Lebanon's longer-term recovery, and only if the Lebanese government listened to the demands made by the country's citizens.
Together, we have to do everything we can so that violence and chaos do not win the day. Today, those who have an interest in that division and chaos are the powers who would like to risk the Lebanese people, the peace and stability of Lebanon, and the whole region.
US President Donald Trump was also part of the summit, echoing calls for a transparent investigation. According to a White House statement, Mr. Trump acknowledged the legitimate calls of peaceful protesters for transparency, reform, and accountability. Turkey has also put its hand up to help Lebanon during its time of need. Its government is offering the use of one of its Mediterranean ports while Beirut's harbour, decimated by the explosion, is out of use. Turkish Foreign Minister Mevlüt Çavuşoğlu was mobbed by Beirut locals shouting pro-Turkey slogans as he visited the blast site on Sunday. Mr. Çavuşoğlu told the emotional crowd Turkey would be granting citizenship to Turkish descendants living in Lebanon.
God willing, we will be giving citizenships for Republic of Turkey to those of our brothers who are saying they are Turkish or Turkmen and don't have a citizenship. This is a direct order to us from our president.
Lebanese President Michel Aoun has ruled out any type of international investigation, but with pressure mounting not only from external governments but within his own party, his stance may change. In addition to the 9 MPs that have already quit, there's speculation many more will follow in the coming week. Amelia Dunn, SBS News.